Looking forward to seeing the talents back in New South Wales of jockey Danny Beasley. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, and we're looking forward to seeing you return at Wagga during their carnival in 8 or 9 days' time.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, no, I appreciate those words. And, yeah, no, we're really looking forward to getting back into it.
Well, I know I spoke to you last week via text, and at that stage you were still sort of non-committal to a time, but you made a trip down to Wagga to catch up with Mum and Dad, and away we go.
Yeah, no, things happened pretty quick the last couple of days, and, you know, I come back to Australia and was poking around, and then I would come down to see Mum and Dad for a bit, and ran into Timmy Donnelly, and he said, what are you up to? And he said, if you want to get back going, you can ride the Vice in the Cup if you want. And I thought that would be a great opportunity, and so I thought I'd better get into gear and get going. And so really appreciative of him to give me the opportunity, and I'm ready to go.
Well, I was just going to say, you haven't ridden for a while. You tell us that in the answer here, Tanny. When was your last ride in Singapore? But how's the body in preparation for Wagga?
Yeah, really good. I think the last meeting in Singapore was December 14th or 15th, so I hadn't sat on a horse since then. But I always had been managed. I always stayed pretty healthy and pretty fit, and so I knew my fitness had to come up a bit, but I was confident that I would be okay, and hopped on the scales yesterday for the first time since that day, that December day, and I was 55 on the dot, so I was pretty happy with that, and went to the track down at Wagga this morning and rode free for Tim and felt really good. So so far only the first day back in the saddle, but felt really good, and the Vice is going to have a gallop between races at Wagga today.
Yep.
And Tim's asked me to come down and ride him, so I'll go and do that. So looking forward to have a sit on him, and that'll be his final gallop before the Cup next week.
And how's the you say your weight, and that's spectacular, not to ride since December and you lob on scales. Fair digger, mate. There's a few envious of you, including me, sitting on 55 kilos. But can I ask you how the body was this morning after those three? I mean, could you feel that you hadn't ridden for that time?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The hamstrings are a bit tight now. But, we'll get into a bit of yoga this afternoon sometime and stretch that out. And that's one thing, I discovered yoga probably about 6 or 7 years ago. And I try and do a practice nearly every day. And it's really, you hear people say yoga's life-changing or life-prolonging experience, and I'm a big advocate for it, and I really enjoy it, and it helps your body immensely, and to have 4 months off more or less and hop on the scales 55, and I haven't been watching my diet really or anything like that, and I would say yoga is why I'm in the position I am. Yeah,
that's fantastic. I tell you, you've got to do something that no one else has been able to do with the Vised in the Wagga Cup. He's been beaten twice in thrilling photos in the last 3 years. He deserves to win one for Tim and the owners.
Yeah, most definitely. And even arguably last year he ran, I think, fifth, but he was terribly unlucky.
Yeah.
And if there's a horse that deserves to win a Wagga Cup and connections, it's certainly him. So, I'm very thankful for the opportunity, and I'd love to win another Wagga Cup too. Hometown Cup is pretty special. I'll never forget the day when I went on Regal Touch in 2001. So that was a pretty special day for all the family. So it'd be great to be able to do it again.
Only feels like yesterday, Regal Touch. Fair dinkum. So you come back at Wagga. Does that cite a return to Sydney after that, or how are you going to play it, Danny?
Yeah, I'll spend the 2 weeks down here with Mum and Dad, and then head back to Sydney straight after Wagga, and get straight back into it. Within these next 2 weeks, I'll set up everything in Sydney, and I'll be prepared to head back after that weekend and, straight back into it.
Danny, it's a fantastic... Mate, it's great to have you back. I know you left Singapore in not the best terms there, in a hurried sort of way. They said, no, we're not renewing your licence, but it's a bonus for us that we've got the talents of you back here in New South Wales. Mate, we'll have to catch up there at Wagga when we're there for Racing HQ, but good luck even going out today and riding devised in that gallop, mate.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Really appreciate it.
No, good on you, mate. Danny Beasley there from Wagga. We're going to see him at the Wagga 2-Day Cup Carnival. The local boy is going to ride devised in the Wagga Cup. Well, let's talk about Doomben. We know entries are about to close for all of the Group 1 races there during the carnival. Brisbane Racing Club's Warren Williams is joining us. Warren, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Warren, I've started to get people asking me, trainers, about the condition of Doomben. I'm not too sure whether you've had any extra meetings because the midweekers have seemingly gone since Eagle Farm's renovation started, but you're obviously racing pretty consistently on a Saturday. How is the track surface there coping with it?
Yeah, Andrew, good point. Yeah, the track surface at the moment is coping, I would have to say, very good. We are racing nearly every Saturday. And not having any midweeks. Other tracks are taking on those midweeks. And it's been able to handle the majority of the traffic that we've been able to put in front of it. And using the rail as much as we possibly can, that's assisted.
So the growth in the grass, have you been able to maintain that given the regular Saturdays and the torrential rain that you've had since the new year?
Yeah, look, that's been a challenging point for the last probably 8 weeks. We've had in excess of 750 millimetres so far this year. And, yeah, like back on the 4th of April, which was Easter Saturday, we had a heavy 10. We had a lot of rain leading into that meeting and still raced. We followed up with a good track on the 11th of April and then had a soft 5 last Saturday due to some rain, and we've just had rain again this week. So, it has been challenging. Using the rail and moving it out for each meeting as we go forward has been helpful. We race tomorrow as a Wednesday to try and help out with the industry because we're running short on tracks. But after that, we go back into zero for the first meeting, which will be on the 9th of May.
Yeah, that's the Group 1 BTC Cup Day, the first Group 1 of the carnival. So given the weather that you've had, you run May 9, then you've got a week off, and then there's a sequence of three or four. Is it crucial, Warren, if you had anything to do with the weather, that you now get a good run?
Yeah, look, it is... Andrew, we'd like the little bits of rain and nothing before a race meeting, which would be the choice of every racecourse manager in Australia, but we just got to put up with what we've got. But I think there's going to be a change in the weather at the moment. It's just gone around to a really cold westerly wind, which is a sign that maybe our summer humidity is gone.
Yeah.
And we're going to go back into a standard autumn pattern, which would be good for us. So, yeah, look, fingers crossed. The inside pad of Doomben right out to 5 metres is in excellent condition. So there's still another, I would have to say, 2.5 weeks before we go back there again. So it'll only improve even more. And the grass growth is still around. We've got probably mowing the track twice a week at the moment, so which is a good sign.
Yeah, that sounds positive. All right, so that's good information for our participants who are about to nominate horses, that at this stage everything's in pretty good order. It'll come down to just what the weather does, but let's hope that the humidity's gone and that's a positive sign going forward.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if we can get a bit of drier weather and drier winds and less humidity, there's less chance of some rain.
Okay. All right, mate, we appreciate your time, Warren. We'll stay in contact over the next week or two.
No worries, Andrew.
Warren Williams there from the Brisbane Racing Club. Key information for those that are looking at nominating for the big Group 1s for the Brisbane Racing Club. It's 10 to 10.